Now, moving to the health of the Pope, which remains under intense speculation. Pope Francis suffered two episodes of acute respiratory failure yesterday afternoon. The Vatican said the 88-year-old pontiff had resumed the use of an oxygen mask and ventilator to assist his breathing, but remained alert, focused and cooperative. This morning, in a statement, it said the Pope slept all night and he's continuing to rest. Pilgrims at St. Peter's Square in the Vatican City have been sharing their thoughts on the Pope's health.
I wish him well recovery. Wish him a good recovery, and I mean, it would create some chaos if we have a new conclave now.
I wish him well to get well soon, and I continue praying for him, and I ask all the people in the whole world to continue praying for our holy Pope.
I'm not so worried because I think he's going to get better.
We can speak now to Elise Anne Ellen, who's senior correspondent with Crux, the independent commentator on the Vatican and the Catholic Church. Good morning, Elise. The Vatican has been issuing regular updates since the pontiff became unwell and his condition this morning. What can we take from this latest update?
Good morning. It's good to be with you. The basic thing we can take from this update, you know, is the Pope is still around. Obviously, you know, he slept well through the night. He's continuing to rest. We know that he's fighting a very serious infection and also double pneumonia. So it's not an uncomplicated situation for Pope Francis. And the fact that he's continuing to take it easy is a good sign. That's the best thing he could possibly be doing right now is resting. You know, after these episodes that he experienced yesterday of, you know, two instances of what the Vatican said was an acute respiratory failure that required, you know, him to be his little, the bronchi, they're the little tubes that attach the lungs to the windpipe. And they're sort of filled with mucus due to the infection, the illness that he's fighting. So those had to be suctioned out twice. He was put back on a ventilator, a non-invasive one, so he's not intubated. But the fact that he's been put back on that is obviously not a good sign for the Pope. So the fact that he's resting is probably the best thing he can do right now.
And the Vatican is issuing these regular updates, but we heard there people speaking about being hopeful he's recovering, but those reports that you went through of the difficulties he's having would suggest his condition could be worsening. It's almost 3 weeks now that he's in hospital.
Yeah, so this is Pope Francis's longest hospital stay yet. It's the fourth time he's been admitted to Rome's Gemelli Hospital. And, you know, we're going into his third week there. So it's not something that's going to be resolved quickly. You know, medical staff that I've been speaking with, you know, throughout his hospital stay have indicated that, you know, it's still possible that he could recover and pull out of this. You know, but each one of these crises that he experiences makes it more difficult. It sets him back just a little bit more, you know, and he's had three episodes of breathing difficulties so far, and he has not been taken off of oxygen since the first one, which happened on February 22nd. So since February 22nd, he's been receiving high-flow oxygen, and now the on and off use of a non-invasive ventilator. So the situation does seem to be going, you know, downhill. But then again, we just have to let the treatment and the medicines take its course. Is that what, you know, that's what we're hearing.
And so, it is one of the busiest and most important times in the Catholic Church calendar because, of course, tomorrow marks the first day of Lent. And all the while that he's in hospital, business must continue as usual in the Vatican.
That's exactly right. You know, for these days, as much as the Pope is able to conduct business, that's what he's been doing. The governing seat of the Vatican these days of the Catholic Church has not been in Vatican City. It's been in the Gemelli Hospital. The Pope continues to do business from there. Unfortunately, because of his condition, he cannot preside over, you know, the major liturgies that you were just talking about. You know, the Ash Wednesday tomorrow, marking the beginning of the very solemn and penitential Lenten season. That's going to be celebrated instead by Cardinal Angelo De Donatis, an Italian cardinal that's head of one of the Vatican tribunals here. So he's going to oversee that, you know, procession and celebrate the Mass in the Pope's place. And most likely we're going to see that continue throughout the season.
Okay, well, Elise Anne Ellen, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.